I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Last week, we heard from an eighth grade student, Will Malloy, who shared his deeply personal thoughts about his recent decision to transition from female to male. Will told us about the challenges he faced when he decided to go public and about the love and support he's received along the way. This week, we hear from Will's parents, Liz and Steve Malloy, about their own journey. Welcome, Liz and Steve. What was it like for you when Will shared the news about his decision to transition from female to male, from your daughter to your son?
It was quite an interesting night. We heard about it through email when he was visiting his grandmother, and he did that so that he could have a little bit of space to put everything down in writing and really put his thoughts together before he shared them with us. I was anxious as soon as I read it to talk to him and to call him, and I really wanted to be with him.
And Steve, what was it like for you when you heard the news?
I don't know if I should have seen it coming. I didn't at all. And I had noticed that my phone was buzzing at me and telling me that I had a few emails waiting for me, and that one of them was personal and from my son. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I don't get a lot of emails. I don't get any emails from my son, really. And it turned out to be the most well-thought-out, eloquent piece of communication I've ever had with either of my children. And when I got to the end of it, I was shocked. And I wanted to be with Will.
And so what has the last year been like for you since learning this news, in terms of your own personal adjustment, your own personal journey?
We have to get used to some new things. So we have to get used to using Will's name, being Will. We have to get used to new pronouns. But the year has been also remarkable in the sense that we have really learned more about each other as a family. I feel like I know Will better. And we've seen an amazing amount of support from our family members, our friends, their school, our community. I mean, I know it's not like that for everyone, and I know it's something to be really thankful for, and we are. This experience, while it's been challenging and interesting, for the most part, it's been really wonderful as well.
Do you feel like you've gotten to know yourselves better, adjusting to this major change in your family's life?
There is something that I've realized about myself through this process, and that's that in an area where I thought I was open-minded, it is an area where I had some room to grow. A girl not wanting anything pink or not wanting to wear dresses is what I thought we had. I thought we had a daughter that just wasn't into girly stuff. And that's not what the situation was. For me to look at a kid that happens to be female and say, it doesn't matter what gender they are, was one approach. And I don't know that it was a complete approach, because to that kid, it certainly did matter what gender he was.
Many families deal with these sorts of challenges more than many of us know. Every family's different, of course. We know that. But what advice might you offer to other parents and families that are dealing with these issues? What might be helpful based on your experiences?
When Will first came out, we were talking to, you know, other professionals, and we were asking, you know, is there a danger in us sharing this too soon? Like, our, you know, Will wants to really share this with the world. He's excited to know who he is and to share that. And the person we were talking to made a really good point, and she said, you know, the people in the transgender or any other community who have trouble, you know, there's a high suicide attempt rate with the transgender population.
Historically.
She asked, do you know who those people are? They're traditionally people who have been rejected by their families, who have been hiding their identity, who are bullied at school. And the greater danger would be to hold him back from sharing who he is.
Liz and Steve Malloy, you've given all of us a great, great gift, and I thank you. Liz and Steve Malloy, parents of Will, live in Warwick. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.